coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. And we are broadcasting live, and the wind is acting a little sporadically around here, and sometimes it's cutting out.
Yeah, Ben Franklin could discover electricity today.
He could. Carry on for a second. I just got an emergency phone call.
Yeah.
So take on. I'm going to go silent for a second. Well, I can tell you what I'm doing. I just got a call.
I noticed after we had that little power surge.
Yeah, from Amazon saying that this calls to authorize the payment of $1,499 for a recent order on Apple MacBook Pro that you ordered on Amazon. We did not do that, Amazon, so no. I just sent it to Pam to have him call. Whatever.
A lot of scams going around.
Well, the good thing is the only card we have on Amazon is Amex.
Yeah.
So if something messes up, you don't get stuck.
Yeah, they're pretty good about customer protection.
Yeah, this has happened before. We had a number of years ago. We had, this phone call. You carry on for a second. I've got to take this phone call. Sorry,
right.
I don't want to lose $1,500.
Yeah, that's pretty important. So I'm going to shut off Steve's mic so he can converse here. Okay, well, maybe it's this bad reception we've got going on in the basement.
No, I hung up quite by accident, being
all
the
right.
idiot that I am. You know. It's just hard. I don't double duty too much anymore. It's
right.
funny. So anyway, how's everybody doing? I've been missing the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we have
it's 1 o'clock. Let's call Steve.
Let's call Steve. That's my wife. She said it's spam. Ignore it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, honey. Well, if I just forward it to Pam.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we get charged $1,500, that's good.
Calling Amex to say.
And it's not an April Fool's joke either. So
yeah, no.
This is my
These scams are not April Fool's. These things happen all the time. I've been getting one for months now about my iCloud storage. I get a bill from iTunes, which is Apple, every month. You know, $3 for the extra storage I pay for. If there was a problem, they'd let me know. But I'm getting the spam email like every other day. And it's like, last call, last chance, last call.
Oh, don't answer, though.
No, I just go in there and I delete it immediately. Or now I just swipe it, you know, so I don't even open up the email. I just swipe it.
Oh, yeah.
On the iPhone, you get a little, and you can report it as junk, too. Delete and report junk.
So. I'm a real turd nowadays. You know, I don't answer this stuff. I delete it. You're right. Just don't trust anybody.
That's
except
it.
Your family or your immediate friends.
That's it. I mean, these are companies, Amazon and Apple. I mean, those are major players, you know, that I do business with, you know.
Apple.
I mean, my phone.
Well,
and you know,
I had a whole litany of things to talk about since it is April 1st, but we could do a paid political, not political, but an advertisement here. You tell me you switched to T-Mobile?
Yeah, last September.
Okay,
I did.
Who did you have before?
AT&T.
Okay, I have Verizon. We have 4 phones.
Okay.
How much did you save for one phone?
$35 or
$40. Holy moly. I'm going to call my wife. I think she's married to Verizon. She,
uh-huh.
she feels that if she leaves, she'll go to hell on account of the divorce or something.
Well,
I'm not loyal to anybody.
I made it a priority because I started Uber driving in September,
mm-hmm.
and the first day I went out, it was a typical South Bay Saturday. We had the Marine Layer, and it wasn't chilly, but it was like 65 and cloudy.
It's a typical June, July, August. It's
right.
all year round now.
Typical morning in coastal California. I mean,
right.
Santa Cruz, San Diego, mm-hmm. South Bay, we all get it. And, you know, I was driving in the morning, and my app kept going out. You know, the GPS wasn't working, and Uber switched me, says, you know, switch to another thing because ours isn't doing so well. And I'm like, I was discombobulated because I'm like, I don't want to leave this app because that's how I'm making the money. I don't want to miss, you know, something important. And anyway, so then I happened to see an ad about, you know, trade it in your old phone and we'll give you a new one on us and pay off your old one. And I was like, I'm only a couple hundred from paying off. I had a 13
okay.
and I was like two more payments and like $200 or something, and it was all the way paid off, and I would have a lower rate. But I found out years ago, someone was telling me, and I didn't make the switch then because I'm like, I don't want to go through the hassle. But T-Mobile has the highest rated service in the South Bay, and that's where I'm in most of the time. And then Verizon, you know, is, but AT&T was rated like the worst. Even that Metro thing, which comes through T-Mobile, you know, that it's a cheaper phone plan, and a lot of people don't get it because, you know, they think they're not going to get the...
That's what my wife's afraid of, I believe, yeah.
But, you know, but T-Mobile's rated pretty well, and I went in and just talked to a salesperson, of course. It seemed like he had an answer for everything, and everything that he said was good. Number one, I'm old enough now, I get a 55-plus discount, so that's nice. And I started looking into restaurants. Who else gives those out?
I wonder if... Well, you can get them. Yeah, the restaurants. I constantly ask them.
You know.
Well, they have a 72 discount.
I'm sure you're over 55. I'm over 55, so...
I'm over 70, so I should get even more credit.
I told my sister, and she's like, damn, I got a few more years to go.
It's funny. Well, I had another doctor's appointment today. You know, I missed these last two meetings because of doctors. So another one today, and the guy looks at me, the doctor. He goes, you're in better shape at 72 than you were at 50. True. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever, wait, but except for all my parts are falling apart.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I'm getting a surgery in 2 weeks.
That's what you said.
And I get my rotator cuff worked on.
Yeah.
Of all things, I'm not a pitcher.
No.
You know, my right arm's a little messed up anyway from a neck surgery years ago.
Yeah.
So the doctor says, you're not exactly pitching for the Dodgers, so we don't have to do it, but it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And I said, I only have one thing I really have to do, and that's not just pick my nose, but it's, well, wipe my rear.
Clean up the number two.
Like that commercial. Now everybody's cleaning up number two. The bears, the women, the whole thing.
I'm seeing advertisements at baseball games for this thing called Dude Wipes. And I'm like, I have a feeling I know what that is.
My kids gave me some Dude Wipes for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They're still in my ego. Let me use Dude Wipes. Pampers. Yeah, but by the way, the other doctor I'm going to see is that memory doctor. Told you, remember, I a couple of months ago, I said I'm having a hard time sometimes remembering mid-sentence or things I did, you know, a half hour ago. I could tell you what day the Beatles run in Ed Sullivan show
exactly.
In 1963.
Yep.
But, they're taking these tests. No results yet. He goes, yeah, well, you don't worry about it. You're 72 years old. I go, well, I'm missing some things. I go, a lot of things, you forget you do.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to get in trouble and all that stuff. I don't want to get lost.
Right.
So, I don't know. I've been taking tests on Tuesday for these at the neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
No results yet. But it's nothing. I said, maybe I have dementia. Maybe I have something going on. But poor Pam, that happened. I already do enough bad stuff and say stupid things, but I want to remember it.
Right.
That's all. But Pam just sent me I created an uproar in Redondo today.
Oh, yeah?
If you're on Facebook anywhere in the world, you should look at it. My Steve Aspel, Aspel, just plug it in. I put a thing on today about converting my house. I got a permit sign, whatever you call it, from the city.
Yeah.
A couple blank ones.
Uh-huh.
And I still have contacts there.
Yeah.
And I went to Michael's. And no, Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
I spent $8 on all these little letters. They don't all match, and I put them on all crooked.
That's funny.
I was doing it last night, and the numbers don't match the letters, and the letter's not straight. And I put I'm tearing down the house, and we're building 9 units from a single family.
Yeah.
Because of the new state rules, builder's remedy, you can build whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
And I put the sign on my front lawn today.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen people go by and take pictures of it.
Oh,
and
boy.
My daughter just said it's hitting next door.
Ah!
And I had my friend Alex Smith come by, and he's a realtor that I've known for 100 years.
Yeah.
I think I've known him since he was like sperm.
Right.
I know his parents really well.
Right.
So he took a video, did a FaceTime about this tearing down the house and building, 9 units?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the neighborhood's going crazy, and everybody it's flaming up Facebook, so... If you see it, by the way, I'm telling you right now, it is an April Fool's joke, and people should know me well enough that it is a joke.
Like I said, I was up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, I know Steve's got something scheming already. You'd already made the sign, so I mean,
yeah, I already made the sign, and I'm going. But this is a national holiday for me, and
yes, and it's your Super Bowl Sunday kind of.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I'm getting calls on it already, and Facebook is lighting up. And I just got, is this real on next door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a send-off party for Mike Webb last Thursday night. Mike is our outgoing city attorney in Redondo uh-huh. Beach, and he is the straightest man you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I tend to exaggerate, but this is not an exaggeration. There's nobody mm-hmm. more straight than him. And I made one for his house. But I decided not to place it in his house because
yeah.
his going away party is really, he's being replaced tonight. I'm going to go to City Hall.
It might be a little too real for a lot of people.
Yeah.
With everything lining up.
Yeah. But I went to his going away party and I got to speak. There's only four of us got to speak. And there was like 200 people there.
Wow.
And I spoke and I kind of kept it halfway clean, but I didn't tell every story. But he got up there to speak. He goes, by the way, coming up, just to give Steve Aspel a bad time, coming up is his national holiday.
Uh-huh.
And I've told the entire staff of City Hall when he was mayor, do not answer his phone call or his email. And I still worked it out about 9-10 years ago. I sent the assistant city attorney a request to check out a home in Redondo that was overrun by vagrants. And they were doing drugs there, and the kids were breaking windows, and the whole place was nasty. And they're down the street from me, and I'm, please check it out.
Yeah.
And when you're mayor, you can ask those kind of questions.
Yeah.
You know, and so she went in and told Mike she had to take a break, so she had to go to the police department. And Mike said, what for? She goes, well, I was given this. She didn't tell it was for me.
Uh-huh.
So I was given this, sent an email about this, and I got to check it out, because we can't have that going down to Redondo Beach. And Mike said, he smelled a rat.
Yeah.
He asked to see the address, and he goes, that's my address.
<His house. laughs>
He goes, once you file it, it'll be on the record forever.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you know, and anyway, he goes, do not answer the phone if Steve Aspel calls you on that April 1st. So, anyway, we've been stressed out and all this stuff. We have kids at home all the time and every grandkids. So, anyway, I found time to get it done. So I saw the sign in my front yard. I've seen this before I came here. I saw people coming by and taking pictures of it.
Wow.
And it'll be gone tonight.
Yeah.
And they'll wonder what's going on. But and the people that obviously might not have liked some of my politics and my pro-growth stance when I was mayor, they're going to just take me to the cleaners, man. It'll be way fun.
I love building an encampment in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm going to build 9 units on a single family. Yeah. And we're one of the few neighborhoods in Redondo where you can park anywhere.
Yeah.
And like, we used to have 4 cars at our house. Now we have 1.
Uh-huh.
And we have a golf cart.
Right.
And the golf cart's been worthless for the last 3 months because it's too cold.
Yeah, that's
the wind's blowing. But Pam and I have found a way to get by with 1 vehicle.
Yeah.
And it works out cool. And my vehicle gets 8.5 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
It's a Dodge, Rebel, Ram, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about getting rid of it and get the smaller version.
Yeah.
And I don't know if once a year I need to tow a boat.
Yeah,
I got to keep this big truck for one time, twice a year, maybe to tow a boat.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's what adds up. Your toys get expensive. Like a couple of weeks ago, we were up in the band celebrated birthday up in Wine Country, Palos mm-hmm. Verdes, and just as we're getting closer to the town, I realize every dealership is loaded with pickup trucks. There's tons of like tractors for sale. I mean, farming equipment. I'm like, this is California, oh, yeah. But, you know, a couple hours out of the city, and California's got a buttload of farming.
Oh, they do?
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, wine country's wine country, and, you know, you got the Napa as well, which I've never really been to, but, you know, just spending a little time in Paso was like, everyone's got a pickup truck here. Everybody's got a pickup truck.
They'll have them now.
Yeah.
Here. Dodge pickup. Both son-in-laws have a Dodge pickup. My buddy Don's got a Dodge pickup. In fact, Don, my buddy, I won't use his last name. But anyway, he picked me up the other day. We went to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this $250,000 Porsche.
Okay.
And he's 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, I'm 190 now. I'm very proud of that.
Hey,
but anyway, yeah, 190.
Good for you, man.
In fact, I was 189 this morning, but I did have some lunch. So, I'm like a toilet seat to go up and down a lot. So, that suit you saw me on Facebook wearing, that's the third tailor job I've had.
Oh, wow.
For a baptism the other day, I had to wear a suit.
I need a good tailor. I've been wanting to get a tailor suit.
He's over on the intersection of Mariposa and Torrance Boulevard.
Okay.
Across from Torrance City Hall.
Uh-huh.
And it's Pepe.
Okay.
And he can go in there, it's $25.
All right.
I mean, he tailors. He doesn't sell stuff.
Yeah. I need the suit and take it to him.
I've been using it for him forever. He's amazing. He's a nice guy. Does it fast.
Cool.
And, in fact, he got a little too tight on it the other day. I went to pick it up at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And the baptism was on Saturday morning. We had to be there at 8:30.
Ain't no time for wiggle room.
So I waited too long. Anyway, I put it on and it was way tight.
Oh boy!
I said, if I can lose 40 pounds, it won't fit. So I stood there while he let it out a little bit. I said, you're a little aggressive on this thing here. But anyway, where were we going? See, I forgot where we were. I bounce around so much on this thing. So I went to the doctor today to check out a pre-op for my rotator cuff.
Yeah.
And he tells me I got to get a chest X-ray. I said, I just had one.
Yeah.
Got to do it again. Just maybe that Trump guy has a point about something. About they're just churning and burning all these medical bills. I don't need a chest X-ray.
They do a lot of due diligence, and a lot of it I don't know.
I'm not really going to give him too much credit, but I'm going, this is too much doctoring. But I'll be out of whack for a couple hours, and I'll have to baby it for a week.
Yeah.
He's not going to rebuild the whole thing. I'm just going to tighten it up because I was rehabbing. Physical therapy sounds better than rehabbing.
It does.
Physical therapy for my neck surgeries I had in my back, and they had me doing these things for my shoulders, which will make my neck better.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I felt a clunk. You could hear it go boom.
Uh-oh.
This is like months ago, and I've lived with it. I said, I think I tore my rotator cuff. I don't even know what a rotator cuff is or what it does.
Right.
So I go to the doctor, the orthopedic guy. He goes, you tore your rotator cuff. How do you do that? You're not pitching for the Dodgers. You're not whatever. So I got to get a surgery on April 16th on a Wednesday. It's not a Tuesday, so I can be here Tuesday. So.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, you know, it'll be like my 22nd surgery. Just want to make sure my mind doesn't go away, so I don't want to forget the surgeries.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's concerning when you all of a sudden got to see a neurologist because you may be forgetting stuff.
Right.
And it's really weird. But Pam goes, I to just keep listening to me in case I miss up something because I'm not getting lost and whatever. Just during the mid-sentence, I go, what were we talking about? Or I change subjects. So if you hear on the radio here and I just kind of go out on the zone, it means I'm 72 years old, losing my mind.
Among your lifetime of mishaps and injuries and falls, how many concussions do you think you've had?
Oh, more than I can count.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor maybe you've had four or five, and I didn't really play contact sports. I played a little basketball. Nothing happened there. It was all being a kid.
Exactly.
Bicycles, playing baseball with no helmet, and playing catcher. That wasn't the smartest thing I ever did in my life.
I played football.
Tackle football with no pads, no helmets. Yeah.
My dad would get so mad at me.
My dad, who wouldn't sign the permission slip, was livid when I came home after playing football. He was so lazy. You're playing touch, right? Yeah, sure, Dad.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm limping and bleeding. And
yeah, I remember. Thank God they didn't have e-bikes when I was a kid.
Me too. I would have been just as much of a hellraiser as these kids.
I don't blame the kids too much. I blame the you go down the bike path at the beach, and it's not necessarily the kids that are going 150 miles an hour. It's the adults. Guys, my old guys.
There's adults in 10 speeds wearing the Lance Armstrong outfit before these e-bikes are an afterthought in someone's head. And I used to get uppity with those guys going, Lance Armstrong, slow it down.
I'll still flip them off.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with getting in their face.
What empowered me was for for Christmas, my kids got me a dash cam.
Uh-huh.
Begging for a dash cam because of e-bikes.
Right.
And I saw some old guy, those kids nowadays, well, it's not just kids, it's adults.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't know what side of the street they're going on. They're on the sidewalk and on the street.
They don't follow rules.
And they're going 30 miles an hour. And unfortunately, because of the insurance business and legal things, is one of those kids hits you, you're at fault.
Yeah.
And today, I told my wife, I said, I feel empowered because this kid almost rammed us from the wrong side, going the wrong way on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And he was flying. There's no way you could see him coming.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I hit the brakes, and he went by me. We missed each other by a foot.
Yeah.
And all it would have done was ding out my truck and probably hurt the kid.
Yeah, he would have felt it more than
and
you.
And the parents would have come out and beat the hell out of me.
Right.
The cops would have busted me.
Right.
And it's a, I don't know, that's with a dash cam. If you get one, you have one in your car when you're doing Uber?
You know, I need to hook it up.
You should.
I have one, and so, I just need to get it hooked up.
They got me one that it fits into the mirror assembly for my Dodge.
Okay.
It's not transferable to another vehicle.
All right.
And it goes to your phone automatically, and I've only looked at it a few times, but there's been three or four times I go, whew, glad I have it.
Yeah.
But you, I feel safe and empowered, and you know, I don't really, didn't intend on growing up to be safe and empowered. But you ask about the concussions or whatever.
Yeah.
I have no idea. When we were kids, they didn't keep track of that.
Right.
And
how many fingers?
Yeah.
Two. Okay, you're good. You know.
The football coaches would go, have any fingers? Shake your head. Have a glass of water.
Sure.
Have some Gatorade. Gatorade cured everything.
It sure did.
And I would
salt tablets.
I was a better crasher. Ask my friends I rode motorcycles with. I could crash any time.
Yeah.
And
so you laid it down. You learn how to lay it down.
I do. No.
No. Okay.
Laying it down means you know what you're doing. When you hit a rock and you go head over heels.
You just spectacular video.
I tore myself up once racing my buddy Dominic up in Gorman, the Ridge Rock.
Oh yeah, that's high up
and,
there. Yeah.
And we had our own track. Other people. I actually beat him on the last lap. I passed him with like 100 feet to go.
Yeah.
And then I immediately hit a whoop-de-doo, and my bike pretty much disintegrated.
Yeah.
I was ripped up. And I think it was a 76 station in Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
I got my jeans down. We're not wearing fancy leathers.
Right.
I don't have anything. I think my gloves were garden gloves. And I got my butt hanging out in the mirror. It's just skin. There's no skin. Look like a knee after you fall over.
Right.
And Dad and the son walk in, a little kid, I'm naked pretty much with my butt hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't make a mad dash out of there. But I think I've had, well, in the last couple of years, I tripped and fell up by Terranea.
Yeah.
I had to have neck surgery.
Yeah, you cut your face.
My face is destroyed. When I fell in Vegas, you tell people you passed out at the Paris Hotel in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You think you just assume you were wasted.
Right.
But we hadn't even done anything yet. I just checked in, walking across. I told my two friends I don't feel good. Next thing I know, I'm in the hospital.
Vegas is already hot as can. It's the desert.
I don't know.
Anyone could.
It was February. Well, it was the middle of
I'm trying. I'm working with you.
I got there. We hadn't drank. I just got out of the hospital.
I think I remember this.
I got finished with chemo or whatever. Surgery.
Okay, this is before.
And my wife told me, just go. It was a farmer's insurance thing. So I went for the last 2 days, I thought. I got there. I had my bag.
Yeah.
Got my bag going across the casino floor to the elevators. And I told my two buddies, I don't feel good. Next thing I know, the guy goes, you know where you're at? And my face was disintegrated. You've seen those pictures.
Yeah.
And when I flew home the next morning, the doctor, the TSA, said, what is this? And at the airport. And I said, MMA, and I lost. And he bought it.
Oh, wow.
My teeth were broken. My nose was broken. My eyes were black. Oh, it's horrible. And my nose was bleeding. I had stitches in my nose, my lips. And I love that picture. But it was just walking across, sober as a judge.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it's not an April Fool's joke. I didn't intend on quitting drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a couple days off, maybe to lose some weight. Because Halloween was a little rough on me with Irish coffee.
Sure.
At the Rockefeller, watching Feed the Kitty, and someone bought me some Irish coffee. So the next day I wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
And I took off a few days. Well, today is 5 months. I'm like an AA guy. I'm counting 5 months today. It was November 1st. Now it's April 1st.
Right on. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, funny thing is about, I could buy a new car with the money I saved.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and Pam can't drink because he had AFib.
Right.
And a couple times because she tried to keep up with the big dogs in Hawaii and stuff, she got carted to the hospital.
Yeah.
And so she gave it up for Lent.
Yeah.
Forever. And anyway, so I haven't, the only time is kind of boring sometimes.
Yeah, it can be.
But I go places, I don't even notice it. And, which was a good thing. I wanted to make sure I could.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. I don't even give a shit anymore, but.
I'm with you. It's like I just, the same thing. I go, I need a little break. And then I'm like, it's kind of good. And I'm just going to keep this up. And they just kept kind of getting better for me.
Yeah, I go to my normal places, and they give me my club soda with a splash of cranberry.
Uh-huh.
But I want a real glass. I mean, a big glass with a straw.
Yeah.
Pam likes hers in a wine glass. So people don't ask, are you not drinking?
Yeah.
But I want them to know I'm not because I don't have to worry about it.
Wine glasses are kind of cool. You can hold them with the, you know, your palm underneath. You can hold the stem. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they sound good when you, you know, click and do a little, you know, a cheer.
I just use a glass. You know, we...
I mean, I've drank wine glasses out of coffee cups, so I'm not like one of them, like, you have to have the right fork kind of guys.
Oh, yeah, I've drank cocktails and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly, so, you know.
We feel guilty. We go to, like, the R10 to see whoever we're seeing, Pet Project or Feed the Kitty, and the guy will say, you're on the house? Everything, they don't charge you for that stuff.
Right, right.
And so we just tip them. And Pam first started going, you tip them for what? I said, well, you tip them for the work, but what do you base it on? I go, pretend we had three drinks each, and that's what it would be, and go give them $20.
Yeah.
So it usually costs me $20 to go to any gig now.
Yeah.
Anything. Well,
that's a lot better than 200.
It used to be 120 or
right,
200.
You know, so
it's kind of a kick. I said, Pam, we should buy a new car. But anyway, I should, or take her somewhere fun.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
There you go.
It's amazing. I don't feel any different, really, but we were talking the other day, and somebody I was talking to, I'm not going to use a name again. We were talking, it was somebody else in that group. He had to quit.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm just taking a break, because they all say that.
Yeah.
And when you tell the date, how many days, that means you're in recovery. I said, no. You can say whatever you want. I really don't give a damn what your opinion is.
Right.
I told him right to his face. And I said, you know, here's the rules. If you just don't drink, or if you drink too much, you're drunk. If you are an alcoholic, you go to meetings.
Right.
So I said, I was just a drunk. I don't go to meetings. So he didn't know what to say. Just shut him up.
Right.
And I had a wild 2 weeks. I missed coming here.
Yeah.
What else we got here? What else? Oh, yeah, I met a guy the other day. Another person, I won't use a name. And he truly.
These are always good stories.
I know.
Anonymity is involved.
We were having a meal at an unnamed location in one of my favorite restaurants. And anyway, he's telling me he's moving to Idaho.
Okay.
Idaho. Up by Eagle, Idaho. It's outside of Boise.
It's practically Canada.
It is practically Canada, our 51st state. Or is Greenland the 51st state?
I don't know if they've made that up yet. Canada's not going to go for it. You know, you look at a hockey game. Don't tell me we're going to walk in and take those guys over. I mean, we might supply their military, I guess we do. But if it was down to street fights on the ice, we'd get our butts clawed.
Yeah, we can't speak French anyway. We couldn't take over the East Coast.
Right. You know,
this guy's telling me he's moving there because he likes it. It up there, and he goes, it was really weird. I went to a party, and the rules of the party, you had to wear a MAGA hat.
Oh.
And I was laughing. I go, that's cool. You know, hang out with, we all like to hang out with our own friends, and, you know, it's okay. Yeah. And I'm not complaining about your politics or mine. And this was funny. And he goes, you know, another reason I want to get out of California is all the politicians are corrupt. He goes, there's not a mayor in the state that doesn't, not on the take.
Not on the
all
take.
This construction and all the thing. And he's just, and I said, no, you knew nothing about me.
That's just.
And I said, we're just.
And you are, yeah.
I used to be a mayor. And his face froze. And I went, he goes, you're kidding. I said, nope, I was a mayor of Redondo Beach. And we're in Redondo Beach right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, sorry. I go, it's okay to say you're sorry, but I know you meant it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I never, in this establishment we're in, I never got a free cocktail. Doesn't matter. You don't take anything.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that go bad.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
City of Vernon's a great example.
And industry, Paramount, Southgate.
The other one, Hawaiian Gardens.
Yeah.
They got casinos over
there. Yeah, any place. There's certain areas that they're always on the take, and you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I was, when I told him I was a mayor, he kind of, and I don't know if he believed me or not, but he froze. I swear to God, I could smell the turds in his pants. Well, I heard later on he was asking his wife about it because I think I insulted the former mayor. That's what they were talking about, so I scared the shit out of the guy.
That's great.
Yeah, it was funny because, you know, with my personality and all this stuff, no one could believe I was a mayor.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to the swearing in tonight.
Uh-huh.
The new Redondo Beach mayor.
Oh, that's the new regime comes in.
Yeah,
today,
which is be okay.
Yeah.
The guy who's going to be the mayor, I beat him twice in elections for council.
Okay.
And we have a bad, bad history.
Yeah.
If you look at his stuff, I've got just stuff. And he was anti this and I was pro everything. So Anyway, but he's come around. He's matured. He goes, it's harder than I thought. It's easy to stay out in the outfield and throw stones and barbs and go on Facebook and social media.
You're playing the hot corner for an inning or two.
Once you sit at third base for a while and have people randomly throw shit at you, then you realize how hard it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to go to his swearing in the night, much to the consternation of the friends of mine that think we should be enemies.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I'm kind of, you know, trying to do other business too, so you got to be friends with the mayor. I'm not going to be enemy with him.
Yeah.
And then Mike, the guy, the city attorney's going out, and him. I'm going to go out and see a few people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave. There's two people I don't care about, I don't worry about, so I won't mention names again, but I won't be sitting around for them.
No.
But I'll be going to the city hall in the council chambers for the first time in about 8 years.
That's interesting.
I was going to. And Pam, you wearing a suit? So nope, I'm not going.
Don't have
for
to.
It. I'm not going to wear a tie. Just.
If it's warmer, I'd wear shorts and sandals.
Maybe. I'm going to wear what I'm wearing now, just a t-shirt and some. These are hospital sweats or something. I don't know. Yeah, and I got a other fun stuff. Oh, doctor stories.
Yeah,
I'm rambling on here. And a urologist appointment too. I'm getting them all out of the way here.
Checking
you know?
All the boxes.
You got to check all the boxes. All the male parts that start going goofy.
Yeah.
Because of the blood tests, you're low testosterone.
Well, women talk about these kind of tests often.
Yeah.
Men never do.
I'm going to tell you, but I said low testosterone. What does that mean? Well, you know what it means. So, oh, you're right. Okay, well, that's what. Maybe you fix that. I don't have to use pills.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that'd be a bonus.
I'm at the doctor's office, and my doctor is at a group, so he moved his office to Westchester.
Oh.
My hometown, basically.
Yeah.
And his medical building used to be a restaurant near my house, two buildings away from where I lived. It used to be called Tiny Nailers, the restaurant. Now it's a Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Medical Center. It's the corner of Manchester and Sepulveda.
Okay.
For those of you, it's just by LAX. And so I go there a few weeks ago, and I knew I was going to be late. I called. I said, I'll be about 20 minutes late. They go, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, and from their waiting room, I can see the house where I spent my youth.
Wow.
And at least portion of my youth. And then the lady goes, well, sir, by the way, your phone call's a little bit late. And if you're more than 20 minutes late, we give away your spot. We cancel it.
Yeah.
And I went, you're kidding me.
Mm.
You are kidding me. She goes, no, sir, you're done. I said, okay, I'm fine. It's my fault.
Yeah.
So I left. I go, well, so I called back. I said, can I just switch doctors in the group to the guy down in Redondo Beach, so it's easier. Yeah, so they managed to switch it. So I had an appointment yesterday at 11 o'clock or whatever time it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there, and I'm 5 to 11, and the next thing I know, no, it was 10 o'clock, so I get there at 5 to 10. Next thing I know, I'm still in the lobby playing solitaire on my phone.
Right.
And now it's an hour later.
Oh.
I'm still sitting there booked up. So I stand up going, well, am I here, or did you forget about me?
She goes, right.
No, sir, we're just a little over busy today.
Yeah.
You overbooked. Okay, well, I'll wait. So they finally come and get me, put me in the private room.
Uh-huh.
And then 15 minutes goes by, I'm still sitting there. So I walk out the door, and the doctor's standing there. I don't know if that's my doctor, because I don't know my new doctor.
Yeah.
I walk by him, I go to the front desk, I go, what's going on here? Oh, sorry, sir. We're a little blah, blah, blah. And it's there 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm done. I'm done, and I'm just going to go. I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Well, what about your appointment? I said, well, I got some things to do.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's more important than working on your seeing a urologist? And I said, life.
Yeah.
So I walked out. So I don't have a urologist.
Okay.
So I asked my regular doctor to do this physical this morning, other stuff, and my pre-op, he goes, I can't be your urologist too. Jesus, you're a man.
Yeah.
Whatever. So that's been my experience with doctors lately. And you know, when you're 20, you go to the doctor about once a year when you stub your toe, or your mom takes you because you had to get stitches.
Right.
And now you got to go all the time.
Right.
But anyway, it's just it's been.
And they can't do more than one thing. They're all specialized, like they're kickers or something.
They are all specialized, and if you go to the same doctors I have, except for my two spinal surgeons or whatever, You can never accuse anybody of being a racist when you go when you're a doctor.
Right.
I mean, when you go to the doctors now.
Yeah.
I look at my phone. It looks like my phone book's from Thailand. Or well, that'd be all shaken up now. But it would be they're all cool. I go. Uh-huh. It's amazing, and I guess the kids are born and raised here. Just can't pass the rule. Can't pass the test to get to medical school.
That's something. You know, don't study as hard. I mean, when I was living in Hong Kong, those children went to school Saturdays as well. I was out playing. They weren't. They're studying.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're wearing school uniforms. Saturday was a full on day. Might have been a little less, but I mean, they were in school.
Well, I kind of like having them as a doctor because I know they studied harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good, but I cracked up, and they all make fun of it, the guys that I know.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, it's just it's a trip. But, yep, 2 weeks from now, two weeks.
Your story about the mayor faux pas reminds me, not related to politics, but kind of funny. My San Jose radio station, I worked there at KOME for 8 years. We started as a classic rock station, very much like KLOS, and had been that way since the 70s when I grew up. I see these stickers on cars, and I'm like, what's that, KOME? And then I finally tuned in and started, you know, and I became a fan and, you know, eventually got to work there. And, you know, about mid-90s, around 94, they switched formats to a K-Rock format. In fact, the guy from KROQ came down and was our consultant. We had a new... We also had a new program director. Our other program director had been promoted to operations manager. So he's like a little higher up on the ladder. So we got this new program director. His name was Jay. And he's also born September 6th, which is my birthday.
No.
So it's like a lot of, wow, this is just a lot of coincidences. And turned out to be a cool guy. You know, just took a while to get to know him. But, you know, he's a very good guy, respected in the industry. Mm. And. You know, I was one of the few guys they kept. Most of the older jocks got let go. Because we're going to a younger image. And I was young enough. And, you know, they thought I was good enough for the new thing anyway. So eventually we start getting other part-time announcers. And there was this girl. Her name was Nicole. She'd come from Detroit. Her and I became pretty good friends because we worked a lot of the same weekend shifts, late-night shifts. So we became pretty good friends and hung out, you know, off hours a lot. And we're in a staff meeting one day. And, you know, California, I mean, we make fun of the weather because it's almost always great. You know,
right,
especially here, it's between 65 and 85, like 300 days a year. And we just went through the days that it won't be. You know, we're almost done with that. And that's going to be. So we're kind of just riffing on weather people and this and that. And we're like just going on this like this whole tirade about weather people. They don't they just, you know. I'm like, my grandpa had the Indian rock. He just put out a rock. If rock is wet, it's raining. If rock is swaying, it's windy, you know, and just whole thing. Little did I know that our program director, Jay Taylor, had gone to school to be a meteorologist before he got into broadcasting. I didn't know this. So he tells Nicole, like, later, like, she has a meeting with him later in the week. He's like, hey, by the way, I got a big kick out of you and Jay, like, you know, talking smack about weathermen and weather people the other day. He's like, I graduated Michigan State with a meteorology degree.
Right.
And she said she felt like inch high private eye. So she calls me immediately after she gets out of the meeting. She's like, why didn't you tell me Jay was a meteorologist? I'm like, what? I'm like, now I'm feeling it. I'm like, I didn't know. I had no idea. He never mentioned it. It's like, well, he mentioned it to me at our meeting, and needless to say, we had a good laugh, but I felt so embarrassed, you know.
Of course you get embarrassed. You know, well, join my club. I get embarrassed all the time. I say stupid shit all the time.
I just remember the look on his face going,
He's a dude meteorologist.
Yeah.
Like Dallas Rains kind of thing here.
Yeah, or Johnny Mountain.
Johnny,
remember him?
That's right. Yeah, they're almost Channel 5, or they have guys, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like a female occupation.
It's become that.
And like Vera Jimenez, we've had her on the show here.
She
went to Mississippi State.
Uh-huh.
And if you do a little research, I think most people around here who are meteorologists went to Mississippi State. They must be the Harvard of meteorology.
Yeah.
So whatever, that's the right word, meteorology. Or,
yeah.
But, it's a trip, you know. They judge them now on their looks, I think.
I know.
So some of them, whatever.
Like, I was even, like, last trip to San Francisco, you know, where my sister and I watch in the morning. She always watches the morning news thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having coffee. And this Weather Girl comes on. You know, and I know it's Christmas week, so it's probably a fill-in. And she's like, I'm filling in for so-and-so. And she's not bad-looking. She's very attractive in a most normal situations. But I'm like, I go, you know, I don't know if she'd make it in L.A. I go, they have such high standards. And then I went off on the, you know, women in sports. I'm like, they all, A, have to know their stuff like Coach Belichick or better. Mm-hmm. And they all have to be like nines or tens on the scale. It's like they have no wiggle room for a mistake.
Now, why do women have to be nines and tens, but the guys could be all fat guys like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, I played on the line.
Yeah.
I'm 500 pounds.
That's funny.
But, yeah, they're held to a higher standard.
It was true. I remember I asked Vera once about how long is she going to do this.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in her same station that had a stroke a few years ago, and he did the morning thing.
Right.
Because I want to take his job someday.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really a meteorologist. It's a bunch of people. It's a good show.
Yeah.
And anyway, but I guess, you know, females, I have all daughters, females are judging a different criteria than men.
Yes, they are.
And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I can't change it. You made a comment about K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Okay, so we're driving down the street the other day and a song comes on. It's a beautiful song. And I've heard it and I'm humming along too. My wife, turns out, she loves it.
Uh-huh.
And I go, who's this song? She goes, it's The Cure.
Okay.
Oh, that's a K-Rock group. Isn't that and they all look like spike. I don't know. They're kind of far out looking. Back.
They're all pasty. They avoid the sun. They wear black.
Okay.
That's The Cure.
So it's not the kind of band I'd be looking. It's not my power hour.
Oh, if you looked at them, probably not. If you heard a song, you might go, that sounds cool.
So I put it on Spotify yesterday, and there are two songs I hear all the time.
Yeah.
And I set up a whole Spotify thing just for 80s music.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like it. Love it. Anyway, but I said they're K-Rock, but I picture them as K-Rock, but their song didn't sound like K-Rock. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it turns out my wife likes the K-Rock stuff, The Cure. So I had to put The Cure on my Spotify too.
Okay.
Along with a bunch of other goofy songs. But I learned something yesterday about the music. If you don't see them, it makes a big difference in what they look like.
Oh, for sure.
And how you accept people. That's why maybe the Grateful Dead are a little quirky, because they don't look like the perfect rock and roll band.
Yeah, I mean, up until like MTV, you could look like whatever. You know, you could be a big, not so attractive person. Like, look at Mountain, Leslie West.
He's a big boy, yeah, that's right.
You know, he wasn't a perfect figure, but, you know, had some hits.
Is he still alive?
He died a few, maybe. No, he passed away a few years ago.
The guys that want to die before they get old are still alive.
I know. Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, I know.
I want to die before I get old. I'm 82.
He's 82. Eric Clapton's birthday
today. Yeah, he just turned 80.
80 years old. And I go, boy, these guys are old. And I go, well, you know, when I was in high school, they were 25.
Yeah.
You know? And so you got to do the math. Boy, when the baby boomers all go away, it's going to be really weird for the whole world. We're going to drop dead all at one time. Are you a boomer or
Gen X. I'm like the year that they stopped baby boomers and the next one started.
And then
for a while I wasn't even in Gen X. And finally they go, we don't have anything else, so you're in Gen X. And I'm like, I don't really give a crap.
Who names this stuff?
People with nothing to do.
It's a
sociologist, culture people.
I'm using e-bikes as an example.
You know, baby boomers made sense. There was a war. There was a lot of babies born post-war. Big generation, big population. I don't know if the others.
So my daughters are born in the 90s. What are they? Don't look it up.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't know. Millennials or Gen Z, possibly.
Yeah, now the baby boomers are all making fun of them. You get off my lawn. You know,
right.
You know, whatever. They don't do this, they don't do that. But
and they make fun of the baby boomers. There's the okay boomer. You know, when someone's going off on a get off my lawn, I've heard.
I like that.
I heard my nephew say it to my mom, his mom, my sister, and I'm like, hey, she's not a boomer. I'm not a boomer.
Yeah, it's funny.
Slow down there, son.
Don't be like your parents. So that TV commercial it's such a good commercial. I don't know what they're advertising.
Yeah.
But the guy, because you don't want to be in the guy's at the gas station talking.
Yeah, those are funny.
Progressive? I don't know.
I think it is. It's an insurance company.
Yeah, it's always insurance. And I go, it is, baby boomers.
Guy's talking on the speak, on the speakerphone. The guy goes to the group's like, do we need to be on the speakerphone? You know, it's like,
well, you know, speakerphones are annoying sometimes. I don't want to hear your conversation when you're at Vaughn's.
Right.
You know, I don't really care.
No, I don't.
But when you're sharing it, everybody listens, and then they get mad if you're listening.
Right.
Well, take it off your speaker.
Yeah. Just go back in the car and make that call.
I didn't like speakerphones when I was in the insurance business or politics.
Yeah.
But you might as well. You know, where they're listening to everything we say nowadays. Anyway, I don't. I'm not a conspiracy guy. But we're being listened to by, Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Siri.
That.
We go in the house now, and some music starts playing of something we may have talked about. And they're listening. So now I go onto my Facebook, and I get all these ads for, for mental acuity.
Yeah.
And don't even take these tests, blah, blah, blah. I go, how do they know? I'm not talking about it. I'm not sending out anything in writing.
You might have looked up something.
They looked up something, or they're listening. And we gave up our privacy when they invented
these
iPhones.
Yeah.
The old cell phones are too stupid to listen to us.
Yeah.
But now,
in fact,
it lights up when you walk in the room. I go, okay.
Yeah. In fact, you know, those old phones, they now refer to them as burner phones. You know, like if you got to make calls and don't want to be traced, buy one of them old $20 at the 7-Eleven type phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it'd be like the Bourne Identity or something.
All the cop shows. Yeah, I watch them all. Those are my favorites. So, yeah, they always say, call me on a burner phone, you know.
Cop shows. My wife said, you watch too many of those Bourne Identity movies. You love them. I go, yeah, I like that. I like all those kind of movies.
Anytime I'm flipping channels and that movie's on, I'm watching it.
I put it on.
I just stop. I know which one it is, but I'm here.
How many times you watched it? I said, the only one I don't like is when what's his name, Matt Damon, wasn't born.
Right, there was another one, yeah.
It was the guy that got the car accident or burned up, you know.
Jeremy,
that guy. Yeah.
He's in another show that I have on my list to watch called Mayor of Kingstown.
That's right, yeah.
On Paramount.
He's good, but he's not born, but Pam.
No. Yeah.
Why do you always watch those shows? I go, you watch Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago. She watches all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, just they don't have as much violence because it's on TV.
Right.
I go through, we got a thing the other day, on the TV, we're running out of space on the
VCR?
Yeah. On DirecTV.
Or
the recorder. Yeah, DirecTV, whatever it is. And I looked at mine, I said, I had like 80 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it keeps recording it. I clicked, it's all gone. Now we have like 75% used. And it's all her shows. Everything is Pam stuff.
Yeah.
She likes to disappear upstairs now and again.
That's cool.
And watch TV. It's all Chicago this, Chicago that, L.A. Law, not L.A. Law, but everyone is now. And I found that I watch the Sports Center and the Cooking Channel. It's pretty much, and then Bourne.
Yeah.
I'll go through, we have.
Also like John Wick and Keanu Reeves.
I've never seen it. I love Keanu Reeves. But
let's just say that I've tried to keep track of the body count during these movies. I can't. I lose count.
Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
He's a good bad guy. You know, like a lot of movies, it's course complex. He's involved in this assassin world, which is interesting because there's this hotel in New York City and all these assassins like work there or hang out there.
Okay.
And he got out, but something dragged him back in. And then basically it's four movies of
tried to get away.
Of him on a revenge trip. And it is a revenge.
Is it good?
It's great. I mean, if you like action and people getting their butts kicked, you can't beat John Wick. Except for maybe anything with Jason Statham, that English guy with the shaved head.
I see you watch the reels.
Oh, yeah.
You get like 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
He's really badass.
He is.
The only movie I've ever seen him in was a knockoff for Ocean's 11. It was, they stole the money in Switzerland.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Italian Job, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't the biggest hit because it was obviously just a knockoff of Ocean.
And it was like an ensemble cast. Too,
it was good. He was great. Yeah. I've seen these little snippets of him.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, but I got to. My wife said, I like to watch those. I go, what else do I want to watch? And it turns out we don't hardly watch any TV. I don't watch much TV at all.
I don't want to see a guy be insensitive. I want to see a guy, you know, Jason Statham.
Yeah, I don't
that's
want,
my type of, you know.
I don't want to see roses. I want to see body parts flying.
Yeah, I got hooked on the Mission Impossible series. I haven't seen them. I mean, I watched like the first couple years ago, but they're like, you know, six or seven or something. So that was one of the things I watched on the Paso weekend that was in our room was Mission Impossible. I just put it on this marathon, and every time I turned it on, there was Tom Cruise just jumping out of a plane or, you know, something.
I've seen a number of those. I haven't seen the latest one. I saw the excerpts of the one where he did all his own stunts at the top of the plane or jumping out of the
mountain. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I got to give him credit. Whatever he's into personally, whatever, but his acting, he's pretty good. His movies
are good. You know what? Everybody makes fun of him. Yeah, I like him.
I do, too. His movies are good.
And I know he's short. I know he's fake. I know he's this. I know he's that. But you know what? He's great.
Now, even though I knew Top Gun was going to be exactly what it was, it delivered exactly what it was supposed to deliver. It was a feel-good movie.
We all could have written it. You knew what was going to every
no
scene.
No surprises. Not one.
I've seen it like 30 times.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
And even that last song, I love it. That, help me.
I can't remember.
Weird name, blonde, fake blonde this week, whatever. Oh.
Take my breath away.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No.
That was from the first. Well,
yeah,
that was another
one.
Tom Cruise movie.
Whatever, she's very popular right now. So it was a good sign that we don't know who she is.
It is. I'm refreshed that I don't know everyone on TV and movies.
That's right, yeah. So I could tell you what happened in these any song, but by the way, I'm not very good at your bass.
No,
it works on my fingers though.
Okay,
but the interesting thing is,
I need to come over and teach you some things.
Jed says that too. But you know what? Right now, I'm just trying to do a little boop boop boop.
Yeah, well, I can even help you with that and make it be more musical and get you to another level.
Yeah, I like that because it just sounds like some guy's going through the forest.
I'll come over and show you like a few more practices just to get your dexterity, because that's kind of what you wanted out of this.
It looks so different. Those your strings on your bass when you're watching you play bass.
Yeah,
they look like they're 1-inch wires from the phone company on the hanging over your house.
Right.
When you're looking down from above, they look like they're piano wires.
Yeah,
they're all different, and so I got to use your pick. I
use it because. Actually, you were at the show. We were playing at the Brixton with my friends Willem and Dakota. Like, I just met you. It was like 2012 or something. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't playing with a pick yet. I switched to a pick soon after that. I was playing and I destroyed my fingertips.
Okay.
Because I'm like trying to play and I'm trying to be louder because, you know, you get drowned out because the bass isn't supposed to be that loud. It's just supposed to support. And you can hear it, but it's not so loud. I keep trying to hear it because I'm kind of new and inexperienced in what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just destroyed my fingertips. And then next show, same thing. And I go, you know, I don't have 20 years of building this up. I need to save, you know. And there's like this myth or it's one of these, it's kind of like an unwritten rule type thing, like baseball, you know, there's unwritten rules. You know, some people cap on bass players that play with a pick. You're not a true bass player. Go, you know what? Maybe I'm not. I used to play guitar. That's how I started. I picked up the bass, and it turned out I was decent at it, and I kept going.
Most of you bass players were guitar players.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, how did Paul McCartney play? I think he's a pick.
Played with a pick, from
what
I remember.
Bill Wyman?
You know, exactly. So that's the thing. I started looking at it, and I go, okay, let me listen to a record or CD or whatever, song. Okay, I like the way this guy's bass sounds. I watch a video, he's got a pick. You know, and this is like 7 out of 10. I'm going, okay, I'm just going to do my thing. I go, I'd play with a toaster if it made it the best sound, you know. I'm not really, I don't have much pride because I know I'm not the only one, you know.
I was watching
now, Jed, I know, does play with a pick, you know, but he's been, I mean, no, he uses his fingers. He's been playing 20 years in this band, so he's played 6 nights a week plus home practice. I don't have 20 years. I have like maybe 14.
That's still a long time.
Yeah, but that's from early 2010. I mean, I didn't start the bass till I was in my 40s.
You think about it, these rock and roll stars, their big hits with the Beatles when they were 20 or something.
Yeah.
They didn't have 14 years experience.
No. Maybe 5 or 6 of every day, but, you know.
It's amazing. I have zero talent on it, but I could, when Jack or Jed, maybe I see them too much, they mess up something, they look at me.
No.
And they're going, you missed something. And I don't know what they missed, but it doesn't sound the same.
Yeah.
I think they do it on purpose sometimes. We were there watching them having breakfast at Serendipity. It's a restaurant, Redondo Beach. They play from 11 to 2 for like a brunch crowd.
Yeah.
And we don't go there all the time. We go there with their Sunday. Like 3 or 4 other people we know showed up. But there's probably 60 to 80 people in the restaurant.
It's a good turnout.
And they're just playing the two of them.
Yeah.
And they're playing. They're not playing all this heavy stuff. They're playing. It's like background music. Like right. You used to get when you were young. I told my wife, we used to go to dinner in Marina Del Rey, and it'd be background music. You weren't paying attention too much. And at certain places. Other places you'd go to just listen to a band.
Right.
But we're there, and it was something about fasting and Ramadan or something.
Okay, yeah, that just recently happened.
So people, all the patrons showed up, dressed up like I was in the middle of wherever, Afghanistan or Pakistan or something.
Yes, Persian New Year.
The most cool outfits. And I said I would get one. I loved them just to wear sometime. But I didn't want to do, I think it'd be, you wear it as a joke or something. I didn't want to disrespect that. I don't know.
Right. So they could.
Maybe I didn't want to get shot. Yeah, but we were chatting with them. They all were sitting around loving the band.
Cool.
And this week they didn't do it, but it gets a lot of that nationality in there. I guess the owner is. And so once in a while, little kids will get up there and sing a song.
Okay.
And that's part of the deal, I guess. It's not like a rock show. It's their music in the restaurant.
It's entertainment.
It's 11 to 2, and you should go. It's kind of cool. It's got really good food, Serendipity, and it's cheap. I'm not kidding you. Of course, I'm not having 14 mimosas, so it's actually even
better.
But the outfits they were wearing were fascinating.
And I believe the tradition is they wear a brand new outfit for Persian New Year.
They had the hat, I don't know what you call it. It's like robes, multicolors. And look, I'm watching a Disneyland movie.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of it now. But
like Aladdin?
Yeah, probably. That's it. See, my mind's going bad. But it was fascinating. I'm talking to these people, and I think they were shocked. This little white guy is talking to him. I look like some conservative. Look, I should have a MAGA hat on anyway. But it was very fascinating. But they would all listen to the music and have a good time.
Cool.
And I really enjoyed it. So I've been to a lot of countries, but I've never been to a country that dressed like that.
Yeah.
So now I want to try and go somewhere like that.
Yeah, someone from my past used to be of that persuasion, and I learned a lot about their tradition.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
And that's where I got the new outfit for New Year. Generally, they buy all new clothes for New Year. Persian New Year.
Okay.
Which is Ramadan,
okay.
And all of that's tied in. I think it's called Nowruz is the official name.
I should have asked my doctor I saw today.
Yeah,
he's Iranian. Yeah, okay.
He would know. There you go.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, what else we got? We got a few minutes to talk about. What?
Yeah, well, we got.
You're gonna. When's your band play?
2 weeks from this Saturday, the 19th.
Okay,
the night before Easter at Schooner's Bar and Grill. It's actually Schooner without an S. So I always say Schooner's, but it's on the corner of 190th and Inglewood Avenue in Redondo Beach.
I know right where it is. I've been there many times.
It's a good place. They're not overly expensive. Under 21 can come in because they have a restaurant and a bar. Separate, and the music is in the restaurant portion, and then there's the bar over here. Mm. You know, if you want to watch Dodgers game and don't want to hear us, or you know whoever's on, you got that going for you. Or if you want to bring some teenage kids, they can come watch the show.
Nice. I used to have campaign parties there.
It's a good place.
And I've met some of the boys there for lunch down and getting a. Yeah, I'm a cheesesteak aficionado, and they're really good.
Yeah,
they do a good job there.
And apparently. Rod Stewart, of all people, who's a big soccer player, you know, he used to play with a number of other guys that get together and do soccer on the weekend, mm-hmm. and then he was friends with the guy that was the owner, and after soccer, they would go have pints at Schooner's. I recently saw a picture of someone who used to be a bartender there. There's Rod Stewart and the owner.
Yeah, I've run into him once at Hennessy's Manhattan Beach. Yeah, the next show guy just came in, Carl Walsh. He called me last night. I didn't call him back.
Uh-oh.
It was with the grandkids, so I didn't pick up his phone. And I didn't listen. I don't even left a message. He stared at me right now, everybody. He's going to go next. But,
Carl Walsh, Captain Stink Eye.
Carl Walsh. Carl Walsh, 2030 Rotary guy here. Yeah, I'm calling you right now. Anyway, It's a, he's staring at me. Big bald head.
Please.
Carl, I've been to many countries with Carl Walsh. Let's tune in. When I get off of here, you got to tune into his show. He helped me with mortgages.
All right.
Many times.
Including your new one that's going on with the 9 new units.
That's right. No, he saw it on Facebook. It or not, 9 new units. I'm selling it. Remember, I won the lotto.
Yeah.
$500 million.
That's cool.
And somebody's bitching right now because they're only getting $290 million.
I'll take the crummy $5 million lottery. How's that?
Watch. Somebody's going to reset at $20
million. Yeah.
Whoever wins that, going to go. They're going to go, God dang it, I should have won last week.
I'll take any of them. I'll take 1.5. I'll
all right,
take
buddy. Any of them. We're out of here.
I'll take 20.
Before I forget to close the show. See, I forgot.
There we go.
Everybody later.
All right.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach.
Woo!
One hell of a city. And we'd like to thank the folks who feed the kitty.